The third Perek of Amos begins with God reasoning with Bnei Yisrael. He starts off with telling them that since Yisrael, they are chosen and they are valuable and they saw many miracles, therefore God will visit, he will pay attention to their avonot, their sins. The Navi begins, Shem'u et hadavar hazeh, listen to these words, Asher diber Adonai alechem Bnei Yisrael, that God spoke about you, Bnei Yisrael, al kol mishpacha, and the entire family, that I took you up from the land of Egypt, saying, only you have I known from all the families of the world, of the land. Therefore, I will visit you, meaning hold you to account for all your sins. The next five psukim till pasuk het are an introduction for the rest of the chapter. Hayelechu shnayim yachdav, can two people go together? Biltim no'adu, if they don't make an appointed time. God is saying that after and since you sinned against God, you will not be able to leave the city alone because of the enemies on the outside, and you will need to plan your escape with other people. Hayishag aryeh bayar, does a lion roar in the forest, v'teref en lo, and he doesn't have any captured prey. Hayiten kefir kolo, does a lion cub call out, mime'onato, from his lair. Biltim lachad, if he has not captured anything. Just like a lion does not, the Navi is telling us, just as a lion doesn't roar or call out before he captures his prey, because then he'll lose his ability to stalk the prey. He only calls out once he already captured it. So too the enemies who are, in a sense, roaring, they will definitely have captured. Hatipol tzipor al pacha aretz, does a bird fall onto the trap on the ground, umokesh en la, and there is no trap. Hayale pach min ha'adama, does a trap spring up from the ground? Lachod lo yilkod, and it does not capture. There is nothing there that it captured. The Navi is saying that God is saying that you cannot escape these decrees. Im yitaka shofar be'ir, if a shofar will blow in the city, ve'am lo yeheradu, and the people will not fear. Can there be bad in the city? Can there be evil in the city? And God did not do it. There are Nevi'im that prophesied, and these things actually happened. How did you not do Teshuvah? These sounds over here in this Pasuk are referencing to the Nevuah, the prophecies of all the prophets that warned the people. And they said what would happen. They predicted, and the predictions happened. Ki lo ya'aseh Adonai Elohim davar, God will not do anything, ki im gala sodo el avadav nevi'im, unless he has revealed his secret to his servants the nevi'im. Aryeh sha'ag, a lion roars, mi lo yira, who will not fear? Adonai Elohim diber, God spoke, mi lo yanaveh, who will not prophesy? The Navi is telling us, God is saying that we said in the previous perek that the people told the prophets not to prophesize. They told them to be quiet. God is saying it doesn't matter. They cannot not prophesize. I say something, they must prophesize it. Hashmiru. Now we have a warning from God. Hashmiru al almenot be'ashdod. Announce on the palaces of Ashdod. Ve'al almenot be'eretz Mitzrayim. And on the palaces in the lands of Egypt. You can tell them. You can tell the enemies of Bnei Yisrael that they are not, that the Bnei Yisrael are not capable of defending themselves. Ve'emru, and say, He'asifu al hareh Shomron, gather on the mountains of Shomron, uru, and see mehumot rabot, the great turmoil in it, betocha, in it, va'ashukim bekirba, and the oppressed people in her, ve'lo ya'de'u, and they do not know, asot nechoha, to do just. Ne'um Adonai is the statement of God. Ha'otzerim hamas vashod be'armonotehem. They store theft and plunder in their places. Lachen, Therefore, Koh amar Adonai Elohim, so said God, Tzar usviv ha'aretz, an enemy will encircle the land, v'horid mimech ozech, and he will take down your might, v'navozu al menotayech, and he will plunder your palaces. Koh amar Adonai, so said God, ka'asher yatzil haro'e mipi ha'ari, just as a shepherd saves from the mouth of a lion, shetech ra'ayim, two thighs, oved al ozen, or an earlobe, meaning whatever it is he managed to save. Sometimes it could be more, sometimes it could be less, but that's all he manages. Whatever he manages there, he saves. Ken yinatzelu b'nei Yisrael ha'yoshevim b'shomron. So the b'nei Yisrael that sit in Shomron, right? The root leader, the kingdom of Yisrael is based out of Shomron. Ken yinatzelu b'nei Yisrael ha'yoshevim b'shomron. Bif'at ha'mita, with the corner of a bed, with meshek ares. It's a double lashon, also means with the corner of a bed. They will manage to save. Shim'u v'ha'idu. Listen and testify. Bevet Yaakov, in the house of Yaakov, Ne'um Adonai Elohim is a statement of God. Elohe Hatzeva'ot, the God of legions. Ki ve'yom pokti fish'ai Yisrael alav. On the day I will remember the sins of Yisrael. Ufakati al mizbechot Bet-El. And I will pay attention to the altars in Bet-El, which we said in the beginning, in the introduction, is one of the places where there's Avodah Zarah. V'gnigdi'u karnot ha-mizbeach, and it will cut off the corners of the altar, v'nafilu la'aretz, and will fall to the land, ground. V'keti bet ha-choref al-bet ha-kayitz, and I will hit the winter home and the summer home. V'avidu bate ha-shen, and I will destroy the houses of ivory. V'safu batim ra'im, rabim ne'um Adonai, and many houses will be destroyed, is a statement of God.